Lecture 19, The Origins of States and Civilization.
Now we come to a watershed in the prehistory of humankind. We begin our extensive exploration of the world's first civilizations, the pre-industrial civilizations. Part 4 of this course surveys the very first civilizations of all, which appeared in southwestern Asia about 5,000 years ago. But before we get into specifics of Sumerian and Egyptian and other civilizations, we must look at some of the background, because the rise of civilization has been one of the great academic discussion grounds of the last century. How do we define civilization? This lecture begins by looking at that and some of the common characteristics of what archaeologists call states or pre-industrial civilizations. A pre-industrial civilization is one that does not depend on fossil fuels, but depends on human hands for labor, or sometimes just simply civilizations. And then next, we'll analyze the major early theories surrounding the origins of states, just like we did with agriculture. The theories which invoked single, often very simple causes for the appearance of states. And then finally, we'll spend time surveying current thinking, which assumes that many factors were involved in the creation of pre-industrial societies, some of them ecological, and then, of course, other social, the all-important roles played by individuals and groups. I'll argue that a unique period of social inequality and cultural change in the eastern Mediterranean region about 5,000 years ago allowed individuals of exceptional ability to forge the first civilization out of much smaller chiefdoms. A complex process and still little understood. The point is that we really can't look at the early states without looking at some of their commonalities. What were they? What are the salient features about them? What made them different from earlier, more egalitarian societies? And the way we look at this is through archaeological theory. So today we're going to explore some of those theories. 5,000 years ago, the world's first literate civilizations appeared in southwestern Asia, in Mesopotamia, and along the Nile River. Their appearance was a major turning point in the human past. Part 4 of the Prehistory of Humankind describes the earliest civilizations in Mesopotamia, Egypt, and the Eastern Mediterranean. We span a period from the 4th millennium BC to about 1200 BC. Compared with the earlier parts of this course, our chronology is beginning to shrink. We're beginning to think in centuries rather than tens of thousands of years. But first, what do we mean by civilization? If you go to Webster's, or you go to the ultimate arbiter, to me an Englishman, of the English language, the Oxford Dictionary, you will find a definition of civilization that implies civility, a measure of decency in individual behavior. Such definitions reflect value judgments, or what is called ethnocentrism, looking at things from our own cultural values. Because what may be civilized in one civilization may be antisocial or baffling in another. For example, the accumulation of great wealth by individuals is common in our society, but baffling in many others, and so on and so forth. Today, archaeologists, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time defining civilization in this course, tend to use the term as a shorthand. Civilization means urbanized state-level societies. In contrast, earlier and other societies without cities, and other features we'll look at in a moment, were pre-state societies. Very simple definition, really a rag bag into which we put all measure of different pre-industrial civilizations.